Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The Shesh should be a special for our Neras Shayuhu. Nishma Smart Esther Mas Shmuel. And Schus Chayo Fevet Fege. Bas Michal Yudis Basia. Soch Shacho Viso. Moshe Beshtem Reso Moshe Mordechai. And this is based on a Torah from the Sefer Beis Battle of Chachamim in the 10th volume. It says in the Pasuk in Sefer Yoshua, Perek Chof Dalid, Pasuk Chavov, Vayichtov Yoshua Tzedvar Me'ele, Sefer Torah Selakim, Yoshua wrote down what he spoke with the Jewish people in Shechem. That Hashem did Nisim, and their Edim, their Makabal themselves on themselves to serve Hashem, save for Taras Elokim. So he put it away with what he wrote now with the Sefer Torah. V'ikach Evan Gedola v'yikimeh ata Hashem tachas Allah. Takes a big stone, he puts it under the tree. כדי שיהיה זיכרון למעמד הברית בשכם, יהושע לקח אבן גדולה והציב אותה מתחת לעץ עלה. This type of tree, he took a big stone and he put it under the tree. אשר במקדש השם, the עץ העלה that Yoshua, under which Yoshua put the stone, was in Shechem. And Shechem is called in the Pasuk Mikdash Hashem, because that's where the Aron Bris Hashem was at that time. Vayomer Yoshua la'am, Yoshua said to the Jewish people, Ne Eben Hazos Tihyeh Banu La'Eda. This Eben is going to be a testimony, a witness, Ki Hishamez Kol Emrei Hashem Asher Diber Imanu. Since when I told you this Divrei Nevuah, it's like the Eben heard it. And so when Yoshua was speaking, the Evan was like an aid to what he was saying. And this is going to be a testimony, lest you lie to Hashem, that you don't recognize the bris. So that's the these are the psukim. Again, it's kedai to see all of Perek Chof Dalid, where he speaks out to the Jewish people, this whole the miracles that God did with them. I saved you from Bilam. You went into Yericho, and the people of Yericho fought against you, and I saved you. And then I sent the Veshlach the Yisat Sirah to help you. So basically I gave you Eretz Yisrael and I did miracles for you, and you should serve me, don't serve the idols. So Adkan Tamsis Hadvarim. In the Targum Yonason, it says something interesting. It says, "Va'amar Yoshua l'chol ha'amo ha'avna hada te'ilane k'tshrein luchei evan k'yama." That these avanim will be to us like two luchos of the bris, of the covenant, like the luchos of bris. That's what these avanim. Arei yasav dana l'sadu, arei piskamai d'chsiben ala me'en kol piskamai di malili mana. V'sehei b'chol l'dechon l'sadu dilma t'chad v'un kadem elokechon. And this is a testimony, because the words that are written on it are like the words that I spoke with you, and it should be for you for a memory. As ma kavanat advarim, what are these piskemaya dechsivin Allah? The words written on this stone is me'en kol piskemaya dimalili mana, like all the words that you spoke with us. Mas domeret. And what's pshat that it's like the two luchos habris? How is this Evan Ketrei Luchei Avnaya? The pasuk, it doesn't say anything was written on the avanim. It's just that it heard what God had said to them. Like he was metargim shama k'sivan ala. What it heard, like it says in the pasuk, Eben Adosi Eben Akihi Shamas Kolim Rei Hashem. It heard all the words of Hashem. So why does the Targum say that no, that it's written? Right, Piskamaicha Dechsivin Allah. In other words, the Targum of Shama that the Evan heard is Maturgam Ksivin Allah. It's written on it. Nothing was written on it. They just heard that God had, what Yeshua had said, and it was a Nevuah that God saved the Jewish people. So what's Pshat that it's this matseva is, things are written on it. Nothing was written on it, it just heard. So first of all, I'd like to explain what it means, Pisgamaya share. These words that are written on the Eben are like the Pisgamaya de Malili Mana that he spoke with us. That means the Aseres Hadibros, like Rashi says in Mishpatim 24:12, that all 613 mitzvahs are included in the Aseres Hadibros. So, that could very well mean then that the Piskamaya Dechsivi Alon or main Piskamaya, that the words written on the Eben are like the words of God. Maybe it's the Aseres Hadibros. Now we have to understand why this Eben is like the Aseres Hadibros. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud, Mitzvah liyached Sefer Torah, Makom l'chabdo l'hadru yosem midai, Dvarim shebeluchos hein hein shebuchol sefer v'sefer. That it's a mitzvah to be mechabed the Sefer Torah very much. So it's a mitzvah to be miyachid, to set aside a place for the Sefer Torah, and to be mechabed it, and to be mehadir it very much. The words in the Luchos Habris, Hein, hein, shebuchol, sefer, v'sefer. Dvarim shebeluchot habrit, the words that are written on the Luchos Habris, are what's written in every sefer. Wow. Dvarei Rambam alalu chatumim v'stumim. What does the Rambam mean? First of all, what mitzvah is there? L'yachin mokum, the sefer Torah. The Rambam says you have to set aside a place. What's this mitzvah to be miyachid a makom? Pshitus, it's a hidur v'tashmish mitzvah, this makom the sefer Torah. It's not the ikar mitzvah. What does it mean? Lahadro lechabdo yeser midai. What is? It's the gather of being chabid more than normal, too much kibiyachol. How's that possible? Whatever kavod you give the sefer Torah, it's magiela. It deserves the kavod. The Rambam writes a reason. Dvarim shebeluchos, hein hein shebuchol sefer v'sefer. What's written in the luchos are what's written in every sefer Torah. My high. Chimishim shanechtav b'luchot habrit katuv b'sefer Torah. Just because what's written in the luchos habris is written in the sefer Torah, that's why that's Tosefes Kedusha. Ad kedei kach, that it's a mitzvah to be mechabed it and put it in a special place. The Rambam is Marid Shmaitza and Perador and Shubis, Reis Samach Gimel, that you're not allowed to stand during the Seres Hadibros. Yishba Mishim L'sod the Torah Misaminim, like Brachos Yod Beis, because we Mechabi the whole Torah, not just the Seres Hadibros. Parshiot HaDibrot, Ein Ba Yitron Kedusha Al Pnei Shal Parshiot Shal Torah. Ken Eich Yitachen Sheikhtov HaRambam שמשום אותה פרשה מצווה לייחד מקום בספר תורה להדרו יותר מדי, מה פתאום? We believe that the whole Torah is holy, not just the Aseres Hadibros. The Minim say, oh, just the Aseres Hadibros. No, ma pitom. We believe the whole Torah is holy. So why does that a reason? Because what's written in the Aseres Hadibros, written in the Sefer Torah, they have to be mechaber the Sefer Torah very much. Now this halacha, that it's a mitzvah liyachid makom in the Sefer Torah, it's hard to find a makor for this in the Bavli, in the Yerushalmi, in the Midrashim. What's the makor? So we see numerous places in the Gemara that they would have a special Aron for the Sefer Torah. Shabbos Lamed Beis Amid Aleph Shekoron Aron HaKodesh Arna. Megillah Chavav Amid Beis. Bracha Samu Gimel Amid Beis. So you see that they would have a special Aron for the Sefer Torah. So thereby Gabi Oved Edom Agiti, that he was Rabbats, he crouched before the Aron. So you see that they would have an Aron, but that there's a mitzvah b'yichud makom l'sefer Torah lo matzanu l'zem makor. And the Rambam says yesh lahadjer yesh midai. Where's the Rambam coming from? The Shulchan Aruch and Reish Pei Beis brings this halacha chayiv adam lino kovet gadol b'sefer Torah mitzvah liyachid lo makom l'chavid makom ahu lahadjer yeh b'yeser. You have to be know you kovet gadol b'sefer Torah. And it's a mitzvah liyachid lo makom alachavid hamakom ahu lahadra b'yaseh. You have to be knowing kavod gadol in the Sefer Torah. You have to set aside a place. You have to be mechavid that place. The Briah Agra says, chayav adam lino kavod gadol b'sefer Torah. He brings makaris from numerous places. And then he adds, v'kasev ha-rambam, v'had divrei luchos hein sefer b'sefer Torah. V'zeh shekasev u'mitzvah, etc. alachavdo, etc. kamoi ba'aron. So mevoar midukduk divrei Agra, שדברי הרמב״ם גבי ייחוד מקום לספר תורה say what the Rambam writes that it's a mitzvah to be miyachid makom lesefer Torah and what the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah lahadra b'yoser is not midin chiyuv lino kovid b'sefer Torah because with regard to what the Mechaber says, that it's a chi of lino kavod, he brings Makaris without connecting it to the Rambam. Only when the Mechaber says that mitzvah liyachid l'sefer Torah makom l'hadir oisim makom, that it's a mitzvah to set aside a place and to give honor to that place, that the Rambam, the Gra connects to the Rambam. And for that, the Gra brings no makor and shas. He just says it's like the Aron. But he doesn't bring a makom, liyached, lahader. Liyached lo makom, lahader is a sefer Torah. They have to be noe, kadib, kabid, gadol, and sefer Torah. That the Gra brings makaris for. That you have to be mechabe the yachid lo makom ulechabe the makom ahu lahadra b'yoser. That the Gra doesn't bring a makor for. He just says do like the Aron. What's the makor? What's the makor? Mitzvah liyachid l'sefer Torah makom lechabe lahadra yoser midai. And that the varm shebeluchos habris hein hein shebechol sefer v'sefer. So it looks like from the Gra and the Rambam that it's not a me'ein aron, it's not a zecher l'aron, it's mitzvah aron mamish. We're coming because it's a mitzvah in making the Aron itself. So it looks like this is the mitzvah of the Aron. making a place for the Sefer Torah is making a place for the Aron. That's the Rambam. Rambam says that in other words, when you're dealing with the Sefer Torah, you're dealing with the Luchas HaBris. And when the Gra is mitzayin the Rambam, he says, "Kamo ba'aron." In other words, this inyan of being miyachid lo makom alahadra yosef midai, that's like the Aron. This is midin Aron. But the Aron's for the Luchas, and the Hechid hates that we can apply this to a Sefer Torah. And when you make an Aron, you're not making Aron for the Luchas. You're making Aron for the Sefer Torah. So you have this din of making an Aron for the Sefer Torah. It looks like it's the same din as making an Aron for the Luchas. Even though the Aron you're making for the Sefer Torah is for the Sefer Torah. As we'll see. The Rambam says that the Dvarim that are in the Sefer Torah, these are the Dvarim that are in the Luchas HaBris. The Ikra de HaMilsa as follows. The Mitzvah Aron the Parshas Truma says, "V'nasata el ha'aron es ha'edus asher etein elecha," and I will put in the aron the edus the luchas. So the tachlis ha'siyas ha'aron is that it should have edus. Rashi explains, "Hatorah shila edus beinu beinechem shetzivisi eschem mitzvah haksuvis ba." The Torah that's an edus between me and you, and I commanded you the mitzvahs that are written in it. So Rashi says that the Eidus in the Pasuk is referring not to the Luchas. Rashi says the Eidus is the Torah that's an Eidus bein you bein Eichem. That's what you should put in the Aron. The Pashtanim say the Pshat is talking about the Luchas, the Ashban, the Ibn Ezra. But the Mizrahi says that Rashi is Pshut Lashon Mikra. He says Asher Etein Lashon Asid. And it's Mashman Vayakel, Perek Lamed Aleph, and Chazal, that this parasha was said, Mimachros Yom HaKippurim. And the Luchas were already given on Yom Kippur. Rashi says that this parasha was said in Machros Yom HaKippurim. So if the parasha was said in Machros Yom HaKippurim, and the luchos were already given on Yom Kippur, it should have said Asher Nasati. Why does it share Etain? So it must be, it's not referring to the luchos, it's referring to the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah that's going to be given at the end of the 40 years. Hakaman Mikra Mole L'das Rashi She'oroin Ha'edus Ikur asu the Sefer Torah Shabbat. Ikur of the Aron HaEdus is for the Sefer Torah, not for the Luchas. Behold, it says in the Yerushalmi, Shkolim, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, similarly, Sota, Perek Ches, Halacha Gimel, Tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, Omar Beis Aroino is Hoyim Ahalchinim Yisrael Bamidbar. Echad Shaita Torah Netuna Betocho, Ve'echad Shiyu Shivrei Luchot Netunim Betocho. Ze Shaita Torah Netuna Betocho Haya Munach Bo'al Moed, Hadar Dichtiv Ve'aron Brit Hashem. U'Moshe Lo Mashu Miker Amachane, Ze Shiyu Shivrei Luchot Netunim Betocho, Haya Nechnas Yotzei Mehem U'Pamim Shem Mitrei Mehem. Very interesting. It says there were two aronos that would go with the Jewish people in Midbar. One, that the Torah was put in this aron, and one, the Shivrei Luchos were put in this aron. That the Torah was put in it was in the Ohel Moed. Varim Brit Hashem u'Moshe lo Moshe mikarev ha'machaneh. That they stayed in the camp. And not that the Shivrei Luchos were nesun in b'seichoi. That the tablets were put in it. Would go in and out with them. ופעמים שהיד מתראה מהם, and sometimes it would be seen with them, Ayin Shem in the Gemara. So the Aron and the Ol Moed, the Aron Ha'edus Sh'asa B'tzalel, it had the Torah, and the Shivrei Luchos was what traveled around with them. That would go out of the Machaneh. So according to the Shita, it would appear that the Aron in which they had the Shivrei Luchos, they also had the Luchos. So the Aron Sheva Ol Moed only had a Sefer Torah. There's a machlok that this sugya of the Yerushalmi is arguing with the Tosefta. It says in the Tosefta in Sotan Perek Zayin, Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish Omer, Shnei Aronot Hayu, Echad Sheyatzai Mehem Bemilchama, Echad Shesharu Yimehem Bemachane, Sheyatzai Mehem Bemilchama, Yavo Sefer Torah, Shenema Baron Brit Hashem Nasa Lefnehem, Vizeh Shurei Mehem Bemachane, Zeh Shubu Shuluchot, Shurei Luchot, Vinehem Bemachane, Vinehem Bemachane, Vinehem Bemachane, Vinehem Bemachane. So we see Faket, we see the Oroin with the Sefer Torah was what would go out with them to war. And that's Bepshitus, the Oroin Shel Eitz, She'asa Moshe. And the Oroin that Bezalel made, in which they had the Luchos, was Munach Va'ol Moed. Before we saw that the Oroin of Bezalel, that was what it had the Sefer Torah in it. And according to this Tosefta, the Aron of Bezalel didn't have the Sefer Torah in it. It had the Luchos in it. And it was Munach Ba'ol Moed. So according to the Svar of the Tosefta, would appear that because of the Sefer Torah, the Aron is called Aron Bris. It says, "Ve'echad shesharei ma'am b'machane shi'atzei ma'am l'molcham ha'yavo sefer Torah." Shenamar v'Aron Bris Hashem nasa lefneihem. Why is it the Aron Bris Hashem? Because it has a sefer Torah. Because it has a sefer Torah, it's called the Aron Bris. And then the other one was in the camp. And that's what had the Luchos according to the Tosefta. Od Mivora, we see also that the Aron with the Sefer Torah would go out to war, and the Aron Sheve Ol Moed and that Luchos and Shivrei had the Luchos and Shivrei Luchos. So the Machlokas between the Tosefta and the Yerushalmi is whether the Aron that had the Shivrei Luchos would go out to war, and the Aron with the Sefer Torah would be in the Ol Moed, or the opposite. However, the Aron, everybody would agree that the Aron with the Shivrei Luchos also had the Luchos. And if that's true, then it emerges, according to the Yerushalmi, that the Aron sheyotzei lemulchama, and that's the Aron shel Eitz she'asa Moshe, Bo Luchos, the Shivrei Luchos, and both the Luchos and the Shivrei Luchos, and the Aron Shebo Moed had a Sefer Torah. So we see that the Ikar Asiyas Aron Abris L'Ol Moed was because of the Sefer Torah. We also find in the sugya in Meseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof Dalet on the days, it says there, Vayashalna haparot b'derech al derech Beit Shemesh. The cows set out on the direct path on the road to Beit Shemesh. What is meant by the word Vayishalna? Amr Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Meir, She'amru Shira, means that the cows recited a song to God. This is when the Plishtim tie two suckling cows to a wagon and can find their calves at home, then place the Aaron to the wagon, and the cows brought the Aaron back to Eretz Yisrael without being led. So it says, Vayisharanan. So it says, they said Shira. My Amri, what did they say? Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcho Amar. Roni, 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 Ashita. Sing, sing, O Acacia. That refers to the ark, which is made of shittim, acacia wood. Roni, Roni, Hashita. Because it's sing, sing, you shita. Because again, it's made from eight shittim. Hisnofufi barov hadarecha. Be exalted in your profound beauty. Hamechushekes berikmei zav. You are girded with golden trappings. Amuhulala b'tvir Arman, who are glorified through the book of the palace, umufa'ara ba'ade adem, and are adorned with the crown of crowns. Rashi says, what does it mean, muhulala b'tvir Arman? He says that Moshe wrote a special Sefer Torah, which he commanded Levim to put in the Olmoed, in the Aron. And this scroll was called the Book of the Palace, the Dvir Armon. So according to one Tanan, Bava Basra was actually placed inside the Aron, says Rashi, and the Aron was glorified by virtue of containing the Torah scroll. So let's see, Rashi, Lashon of Rashi is that Shesefer Torah shel Moshe b'soichoi, Sefer Torah of Moshe was in this Aron, the Aron mehulal mefur b'mashe b'soichoi, and the Aron was glorified by virtue of containing this Torah scroll. Hare she'ikar ha-shevach shel ha'aron hu ha-sefer Torah, not the luchos. So we see again the same yisod, that the shevach of the Aron, what's great about the Aron, is that it has a sefer Torah. So we saw that from the Yerushalmi, we see it from Rashi and Trumach of Hei Tezayim and Asat El Aron is Eidus Asher Eten Eilecha, which is referring to the Sefer Torah according to Rashi. And now we have this Gemara. It also says with Rashi that referring to the Sefer Torah. So the explanation is as follows, trying to understand the Aron is Iker Shevach of the Aron being the Sefer Torah in the Aron. It says in the Chidushei Maran Ariz, Bamechtovim, he explains Shitas HaRambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, B'mitzvos Masa Aron L'doyres Shehayu B'Shiva Koyhanim. So it's not Midin Masa HaMishkan. The mitzvah's masa Aaron Ladoiris is not because of the masa of Mishkan. The masa of the Mishkan, carrying the Mishkan, is only l'shah until they get to the Beis HaMikdash. But the Aaron is different. Besides the Aaron being Miklei HaMishkan, it also has the shem Aaron Bris. It's a chef tzibifnei atzma. And the mitzvah of Nesia Ladoiris is totally b'shem Aaron Bris Sheboi. She'eno yishayach l'klei ha-mishkan. So it's a separate din. This din of mitzvahs ma'asa Aaron isn't it's l'doros. It's not just midin the mishkan, because the mishkan was only until they got to the Beis HaMikdash. But the mitzvah of Nesiyas Aron is Ladaros. And this is Miyusad on what the Pritzker Rav's nephew, Rav Soloveitchik of Boston, writes, that we see the Aron is included in the Mikdash because the Rambam, in Perak Aleph, Mihilvot's Beis HaVechira, Alachas Hei Vav Zayin, Mana Dvarim Shem Iker Babayis, Vechina Kelim, Lo Mana Bechlolim Aron. Talks about what the Iker and the Beis HaMikdash is, and he doesn't include the Aron. So the Shitaso and Essen Mitzvah Chaf, that the Mitzvah Asiyas Kelim is included in the Mitzvah Asiyas HaMikdash, not like the Ramban, that it branches off the Mitzvah of Avodah. He says, no, the Mitzvah of Asiyas Kelim, the Mitzvah of Asiyas HaMikdash, Amaylo Hiskir Aaron Ki Iker Babayis O Kechot Miklei Abayis. Why doesn't he mention the Aaron? So Veitchik was also medakdek. The Rambam doesn't mention Perek Zayin Alacha Yud Isser Asiya B'tzura Sa'oren. You now let him make the other kelim, the tzur of the other kelim, but he doesn't say that about the aron. Why not? So we see that since this iser is medine hamikdash, the iser is talking about the clay mikdash. It's not shaykh to the aron. So Soloveitchik says that you can prove from here that the aron is a chefte b'fnei atzmo of aron abris because of the luchas. And the nafkamina is, but even the second Aaron, he said there are two Aaronas. Even the second Aaron, one B'tzalel made and one Moshe made. Even the second Aaron, which is not part of the Klei Mishkan at all, it also had a din of Ma'aseh B'Kasef, because the Shem Aaron Bris. Briskarov writes Bidas HaRamban. I'm talking until now Bidas HaRamban. Bidas HaRamban, that the mitzvah of Ne'atzim of Ma'aseh Aron is included in the mitzvah of the Badim. But according to the Rambam, the Aron is a Chefetz of Ne'atzim of Aron Abris, and therefore there's a special mitzvah to of Ma'aseh Aron. Ma'aseh B'Kasef Dafka. However, the Achronim learn that they're really both in Yanim. A, the Aron is included in the Mikdash. And it's also a Chefetz B'fnei Atzmo of Aron HaBris. Sh'arei ro'im she'kedushat Beit Kodshei HaKadoshim tluya be'Aron. ומקום הארון ומחיצת קדושה בפני עצמה במקדש. So it's included in the Mikdash. And it's also חפצה בפני עצמה. Because the קדושה of the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim is telling the Aron in the Makom Aron. Is a special area in the Mikdash. As we see in the Gemara in Menachos, Chav Zayin Amid Beis. But even in Ba'i Sheni, they didn't have the Aron, they would still do Hazah. B'makom HaMakudosh, in that holy place. Chen Mavur, B'tosefta B'sov Zvochim, She'kol She'aron Natun Sham Arei Ol Moed. The Aron is there, it's Ol Moed. Ain Aron Sham? It's a Bama Gedola. You can't call it an Ol Moed if there's no Aron. But it's a Bama Gadol, it's a place of public sacrifice, even at the Aron. And even in the Beis Olamim and Bayis Sheni, Mokom Shenignas Aron Ayatachas Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it's considered one with the place of the Kodesh Kadoshim, so it's like the Aron was there. You see, there's a special chashivas for the makom of the aron, and you're even doing hazayv if there's no aron there. And if the aron's not there, it's still considered a bama gedola. And even when the aron's not there, it was nignaz v'osa makom tachas beis kodesh hakadoshim. So it's considered one makom with the kodesh hakadoshim. So those are the two inyanim. A, it's included in the mikdash. And then it's a chefetz b'fnei atzmo of Aron Bris, that its place is Mekadesh the Kodesh HaKadoshim. According to this, it would appear that the Shita of the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvah, which is Aron Bris, we see as Aron's a mitzvah l'doros. And if it gets broken or gets lost, it's a mitzvah to make a new one. Not that they didn't make a new Aron in Bayis Sheni, is because there were no luchas. It would appear that even if the Aron is a chefza b'fnei atzmo shel Aron HaBris, nevertheless the luchas themselves are shayach to the Bayis, and they're considered klei mikdash. Well, the havdil mi sefer Torah hamunach bo, and that's in contrast to the sefer Torah. They're all in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but they're not shaykh to the Mikdash. It's a din b'fnei atzmo. And their makom is in the Mikdash. Hashem came to Luchos. The Luchos are shaykh to the Bayis. Even if we say that the Aron is a chefetz b'fnei atzmo shel Aron HaBris, not shayach to the Bayis, you know, the Echronim want to say that it is shayach to the Bayis in addition to it being a chefetz b'fnei atzmo shel Aron HaBris. And you see that because you see that even the makom of the Aron is holy, like we proved before. That's why you do the hazos even if there's no Aron there. So yeah, it's a chefetz b'fnei atzmo shel Aron HaBris, but it's also included in the mikdash, and therefore its makom is holy. But even if you say that it's just a chefetz b'fnei atzmo shel Aron HaBris, but the luchos themselves are shayach to the bayis and are part of the klei mikdash, l'havdil me'asefer Torah, that isn't. That's a din b'fnei atzmo. Rael is emma shekatuv biyuman and beizam and beiz. Sheke nignaz aron, nignaz uimot slochis and senes umate. It says that when they put away the aron in storage, together with that, they put away the slochis and the tzinsenes, slochis shemen amishcha, tzinsenes haman, mate aron. They put those away also. V'im kol zem and v'im la'el chofalef on base five things that were lacking by Yishen, including the aron, kaparis, and kruvim. It doesn't say tzlochis and senes and mate. You see, it's true their makom was in the mikdash, but they're not shayach to the mikdash. But the luchos are shayach to the mikdash. So now the mitzvah of asiyas aron habris shalola mikdash is shayach even because of the sefer Torah. The luchos are shayach to the mikdash, but the aron habris is shayach even because of the sefer Torah. Because, like we saw before from Rashi, that the yisod mitzvah asiyas aron is latachlis v'al aron titenes eidos for the sefer Torah. So the Aron is a chefetz b'fnei atzmo, mishum a sefer Torah. Not only mitzad the mikdash. And again, mitzad the mikdash, part of the time they didn't even have an Aron. So the tzlochis and senes and mata happen to have been in the mikdash, but that's not their primary place. The Aaron's place is in the mikdash. But even when the Aaron is not in the mikdash, making Aaron a bris shalola mikdash is shaykh even because of the sefer Torah that's put in the Aaron a bris. Remember, we had two Aaronis before, one in the mikdash, one not in the mikdash. And that's because of the Kedusha Sefer Torah, the mitzvah Sias Aaron, according to Rashi, is Latach L'Shav Aaron, Bel Aaron Titein Haseidus. So now it would appear that even though the Rambam doesn't enumerate mitzvah Sias Aaron, the mitzvah L'Doros, it's pashut that it's a mitzvah that is mistaif from the mitzvah of Masa Aaron L'Doros. If you have to carry the Aaron, you have to make the Aaron. It would appear that in the Mikdash, you only make the Aaron if they're going to be Luchos. But the mitzvah Aaron Abris, She'enu Mikleam Mikdash. Like the second Aaron of Eitz that Moshe made, that's mentioned in Parashas Ekev, that's also a Chefetz Mitzuyamis of Aaron Abris, like the Brisk Rav writes in his letter. That's Shaykh L'Doros. And that's fulfilled by Sias Aaron af the Sefer Torah, v'lav dafka b'Aaron l'luchos. So even if the Aaron is made for the Sefer Torah, it's also fine. So this mitzvah of Aaron abris, that's not mikle hamikdash, as we said, there are two aspects: there's mishum hamikdash and chefetz b'fnei atzma. So the chefetz b'fnei atzma of the Aaron Abris, that's shayach l'doros. Even without the Aaron, even without the luchos, and that's miskayim b'yasiyas Aaron af the sefer Torah v'lav dafka b'aron l'luchos. In other words, when you just putting it in, we have a mitzvah l'doros. To make an Aaron for the Sefer Torah. Because again, the Aaron has two purposes. One is to be in the Mikdash as part of the Klei Mikdash, and the other one either to hold the Luchos or to hold the Sefer Torah. Because the Aaron didn't always hold the Luchos at all. The Aaron held, there were two Aaronis, and one held the Sefer Torah. So that's the mitzvah of making a special place for the Sefer Torah. It's a Kiyum Mitzvah Aaron Abris. And that's the Bir Divrei HaRambam Madas Hagra, that it's a mitzvah kamo ba'aron, a mitzvah to make for the Sefer Torah. It's like the Aaron, not a mzeicha la'aron, because the mitzvah of a Sias Aaron is because of the Sefer Torah munach ba. And the Rambam says that's every Sefer Torah. So you have that. Again, there are two Aaronos, and one was for a Sefer Torah. And that's the Doros. That's the makor that for all the generations you have to make a special Aaron for the Sefer Torah. We saw before Machlokas, which Aaron was brought out to war, which Aaron was in the Mishkan. One of them had a Sefer Torah in it. And that's going to be the makor of our mitzvah l'doros, to make an Aaron for a Sefer Torah. That's the Rambam's makor of a yichud makom l'sefer Torah. And that's why the Gra was told at the Dvar Midas HaRambam, Lam Midas HaMechaber. Mechaber says you have to be noy kavod gadol l'sefer Torah. And then it's you have to be yachid makom l'sefer Torah. Because he holds that a mitzvah l'yachid makom l'sefer Torah is medina kavod l'sefer Torah. Now the Aron HaBris, even the one made for the sefer Torah alone, it's a chefetz b'fnei atzma Aaron HaBris. It's not a din in the Sefer Torah itself. And therefore, therefore it's not shaykh to say that the mitzvah Sefer Torah is a din midin Aaron HaBris, according to the Mechaber. According to the Mechaber, it's midin kavod Sefer Torah. The mitzvah liyachid lo makom is l'din mitzvah kavod Sefer Torah. It's only according to the Rambam that it's a din in Aaron HaBris. the mitzvah siyas aron habris. So that's why only according to the Rambam you have to be in the yachid makom, the sefer Torah midin aron habris, not according to the Mechaber. We can add that even though this mitzvah of a CSR on the Sefer Torah is Mishum She'ena She'echas LaMikdash, nevertheless, it would appear that the Aron Bris itself, Yeshal Makomo Torah's Mikdash, and the Rai is that Makom HaMikdash is called in the Pasuk Menucha V'Nachla, as the Machlokes in Zavachim Kuf Yates, if Menucha is Shiloh and Nachla is Yerushalayim. We see in Amud Beis that Menuchas Menuchas Aaron. We see that Menuchas Aaron is considered Kamakom HaMikdash. Because Menucha might be Yerushalayim. And Menuchas Menuchas Aaron. The Menuchas Shiloh. The Nachlas Yerushalayim. We see that Menuchas, Menuchas Aaron. We see that Menuchas Aaron in the Mishkan is Mitzaratza Kamakom HaMikdash. Because Mitzar Echad Menuchas Nidrash al Makom HaMishkan. And Mitzay Cheni Menuchas Nidrash al Makom Menuchas Aaron. So you see that the Menuchas Aaron is like the Makom HaMikdash. According to this, it would appear that that's the din that the Aaron is considered Shaykh to the Mikdash. Then I can't tell the Mikdash, the Aron is in the Yekar Babayis. It's not considered Mikdash HaMikdash. Nevertheless, the Aron is Mikdash HaMikdash because of an additional din of Mikdash. Because from the fact that it's sitting in its Makom in the base Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Mikdash Kulo is Makom Menuchas Aron. Okay, יש עוד להאריך בזה הרבה מאוד. So it's a shame, he writes in Shem. We never were miyashiv the Targum Yonison. So Hashem should be mezakas to do so. The bottom line is that we said that was written on this Evan, the Anseres Hadibris. And the Rambam says that the Dvarim Shebeluchas Habris Heim Heim Ala Evan. So this Evan are like the two Luchos. The Rambam says every sefer has the mile of the luchas to make an aron for it because of the dibros. So this Evan also has the mile of luchas because of the dibros. As a yesh laharich, so please stay tuned for more. We still haven't concluded, but in Eder, I hope to. Thank you for listening.